you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a special guest joining me. His name is Dr. Damian M. Waters, and he is a licensed clinical marriage and family therapist out of the Maryland area, and he's the therapist at Sanja Williams and Associates, and we're going to learn a little bit about what he and his practice are doing to help the fine people of Maryland. So without any further ado, let's welcome Dr. Waters to the show. Dr. Waters, welcome.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. I think it'd be a good place for us to start if you just kind of told us a little bit about your practice and what you're doing to help the fine people in Maryland.
Certainly. Well, I am currently a therapist at Sanja Williams and Associates, and we're located in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And we provide a range of services. And most of our therapists there are licensed marriage and family therapists. And you may be familiar with psychologists, with licensed professional counselors,
right.
With licensed clinical social workers. And you may wonder, well, what's the difference with a marriage and family therapist? Why, how are they different than in any of these other professions? And, you know, in some cases, or in many ways, we provide some of the same services. But one thing that we are specially trained to do is to work with systems. So when we see individuals, couples, and families, we look at them in the context of the systems in which they're embedded. So if we see an individual, we see them and say, well, how do they interact with the other systems that they're involved with their work? How do they interact, and how are they affected by their experiences with their family? And how do these contribute to some of the things that they're experiencing, be that depression, anxiety, trauma, et cetera? So that's how marriage and family therapists differ in perspective from some of the other professions. And we've received a lot of extra training and specific training about how to work with families and couples too.
So in essence, I mean, would you turn down an individual, or do you deal solely with married couples and relationships, or do you also see like individual clients as well?
Oh, no. Oh, we would never turn down individual clients. In fact, I most of my clients right now are individuals. It's merely just a difference in perspective of how we contextualize the challenges that they're working through. So I see clients who are experiencing depression, some who are experiencing anxiety, have experienced trauma. We're trying to make some decisions, and maybe some individuals who are working through relationship challenges are trying to figure out where the next steps are in their relationships. And I, as a marriage and family therapist, I'm specially trained to help them through those issues that they're working through as individuals, and deal with the mental health challenges that they're experiencing.
Right.
But I also look at this through a lens of how does this individual interact with the systems around them.
So, for instance, if an individual came in looking for some therapeutic services, you could look at maybe how he interacts with his family or his boss or coworkers. So you don't necessarily have to be in a quote-unquote relationship to come and enjoy your company and enjoy your help.
Oh, indeed not. Indeed not. And indeed not. I think that those, when people come for individual work, we use some of the same tools that any of the other professionals might use. We use cognitive behavioral therapy. We'll use solution-focused therapy.
Right.
We'll use dialectical behavioral therapy, whichever tool is best for that client. And whichever tool, as a therapist, some of the tools that I use, I'm a cognitive behavioral therapist specifically. So I use that often with my clients.
Now, Dr. Waters, with your current clients coming in, what do you see most prevalently? What do you think some of your clients are dealing with the most?
Currently, that's a very good question. And currently, with my individual clients, many of them have experienced trauma. So I work with clients who've experienced trauma in their experiences at work. So if they've had an experience with a customer who has assaulted them, I work with them to help them work their way back to work, or make a decision about whether they're going to continue in that position going forward. in my practice with couples, I see infidelity. Infidelity is usually is oftentimes what brings clients to come see, and is the impetus for them to begin seeking services.
And in your experience, can infidelity, something like that, can that be overcome with the help of therapy?
Oh, it very much can. It very much can. It's something. It's a really challenging experience, and probably one of the most difficult things that a couple may go through. But it can be overcome, and there is even Esther Perel would even suggest that in some cases, infidelity may be something that ultimately is helpful in helping the client and helping the couple work through and identify some of the challenges that they've been experiencing, and maybe helpful in even improving maybe a moment where it turns the relationship to something that is more fulfilling for both members of the party, of the couple.
So in essence, I guess for the right couple, because I imagine every couple kind of takes that a little differently, but I imagine for the right couple who looks at it the right way and gets the right therapy, it could actually be kind of like a good thing, kind of like a productive incident, so for lack of a better word.
You know, I think I don't know that many clients may describe it as a good thing. I think it's a really challenging thing for many clients, but I think they would look at it as almost as what we call a Janus point, a point where they get to a place in their marriage where their things will get better, or they will decide to go to make another choice.
A fork in the road, so to speak.
Exactly. And maybe it's another way to think about it is compost.
Yeah.
Compost is something it's waste that is it's something that it's biological material that's broken down, and you use it to maybe put around a plant to help it grow into something new and something even more productive than what it was before.
Now, Dr. Waters, before we end the show, I got to know, how did you get involved in doing marriage and family therapy?
I've been a marriage and family therapist for the last 10 years, and I began my career as a marriage and family therapist by training at the University of Maryland in the Center for Healthy Families. So there, I was specially trained to deal with, to help couples and families work through the challenges, the relational challenges that they experience, and I was also trained to help individuals work through various mental health challenges that they also experience. And that's how I got into the field, and then I
here you are. Now, Dr. Waters, before we go, where can people find your services online? Do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
Certainly. People can reach us and can learn more about our practice at www.sonjawilliams, and that's S-O-N-J-A Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.com.
Wonderful. Dr. Damian Waters, everybody, of Sonja Williams and Associates out there in Maryland, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it, and of course, wish you the best of luck in any future endeavors.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Stevens. We wish you well, too.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.